The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So a grandma in Florida, Loren, your home state, she opened her blinds early Friday morning expecting to see her cat on the back porch, only to see a nude man standing there, according to the cops.
Well, that's creepy.
Yeah.
The 28-year-old was wearing a two-piece jail outfit with a pair of flip-flops when he faced a judge on Friday afternoon on three charges of exposing himself. That's three more items of clothing than police say he was wearing when he was discovered on the screened porch at 2 a.m. So when she opened the blind, she said, "What the heck? That's not my cat," she told authorities. She once worked in security and law enforcement, and she decided to give the intruder a fright.
Mm-hmm.
What did she do? She popped her dentures out.
Seriously?
"Grandma has no teeth," I shouted.
That's funny.
The man then ran. She called the police, and he was found sitting at a convenience store.
Also with no clothes on?
Fitting the description.
Mm-hmm.
That scared him?
I guess. He's being held at the Brevard County Jail on $20,000 bail.
My grandmother used to take her dentures out all the time when she would eat, and she would try to do it like undercover at the restaurant. I'd always draw attention to it. I thought it was the funniest thing. She'd be like kicking me under the table.
I mean, I wouldn't hate talking to some people about some funny denture stories bright and early on a Wednesday. I mean, remember we had that story where the dog ate that man's dentures?
And then they just,
he passed it.
Yeah, and they just boiled it and sanitized it. Mom.
Do you know, so my grandmother had dentures, but she's very private about it.
Yeah,
but I know not everybody is. Like, my cousin is friends with this old Italian man, and he would take his dentures out after eating and dip them like in the water at the table, then put them back in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Ooh.
If you have a denture story to share with us, please do so. 704-570-9595.
Did anyone ever figure out why this guy's nude?
No.
Because he's in Florida.
Yeah, it's normal and hot.
It is hot.
No, it's just Florida. People are nuts, crazy, you know.
Yeah.
My dad used to have partials, and not full dentures, but like partials.
Uh-huh.
So he would take, anytime I had friends over, he would take his partial out and go and talk to whoever was over just to embarrass me.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, Dad.
Yeah. Put your teeth back in,
yeah.
Dad. Come on.
Speaking of hot, Roy, you mentioned that it's hot in Florida.
It is.
They say we could hit 90 this week.
Good. I'm looking for a pool day. Ugh.
And it would be the first time that we've hit 90 degrees in October since 2007.
I think they said it's only happened like the amount of, like, somewhere in the teens. It's only happened like 15 times or something.
You guys should come over. We go swimming.
Okay.
My pool's
is
open.
Your pool still open?
Yeah, it's still open.
Hi, good morning. The MRL Show. You are live on the radio. Did you have a denture story to share?
I do. I went to this church when I was younger, and this older guy fell asleep at the back of the church, and he fell asleep with his mouth wide open, and his dentures fell out and rolled 3 pews up in front of him. So somebody looked down and just saw a pair of dentures, and he was back there snoring with his mouth wide open.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing. Lots of people calling. Producer Nicole working with our new intern, so we're just answering these live.
All right. Hello, you're live with the MRL Morning Show.
Hello?
This is the one.
Oh, hey, turn your radio down. We'll come right back to you, okay?
So this is why we typically have someone do this.
Yeah.
All right, say it again.
Hi, you're live with the MRL Morning Show. Make sure your radio's down. You talk to us through the phone. You pull over and you put your flashers on and do 10 jumping jacks.
Honk of your horn and flash of your lights. Hi, good morning.
Hey, you guys talking about the dentures?
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked in a jail years ago when there was an older gentleman that worked with us, and he would pull his dentures out and get his pocket knife out and clean his dentures with his pocket knife. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Denture stories are pretty funny. Thanks for sharing. All right, here's another one, Roy.
What are you doing, just slicing the plaque off the dentures?
Probably picking stuff out like you would do with a pick.
Yeah. Hi, you're live.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
My grandma has dentures.
Okay, thanks for sharing.
There we go.
That's also the best call so far.
Okay.
What if, like, there was a part two? He's like, and my dog.
It kept going. Okay, Allison and Lincolnton, here we go. We got you screened. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. You got a weird, crazy denture story?
Yes, I do, actually.
Okay.
My grandmother used to have dentures, and she was standing in the kitchen, and she sneezed. And when she sneezed, her dentures went flying across the kitchen floor. And it looked like when you skip a rock on the light. It kind of bounced and kept going.
Holy cow. And so does she go pick them up, retrieve them herself? Because nobody wants to touch someone's dentures, right?
Well, my grandmother was kind of like my mom. So I went and picked them up for her and washed them off.
Oh.
I mean, it was hilarious.
That's
if you can
so
imagine
great.
A rock being skipped.
Thanks, Allison. Y'all, we just did this on a whim. All 12 lines are lit up with denture stories.
Yeah. Who would have thought?
It's not dentures, but when Roy had his Invisalign, he used to leave it sitting on the counter all the time.
Yeah, but I'd just pull it out.
And then you would leave it at restaurants. We'd have to go back.
I had to reorder some Invisalign because I've left it at places. Let's bring in Sarah from York. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. Tell us your denture story.
Hi. So I was driving with my 7-year-old stepson the other day and my meme, which is my grandmother, and we were talking about him needing to brush his teeth better, and she turned around and popped her dentures out and showed him and said, if you don't brush your teeth better, this is what it's going to be.
Yeah, that would scare any kid.
On his face.
Yeah, I mean, kids don't realize there's the whole denture thing exists.
Yeah.
Dentures exist for older people and hockey players.
Oh, because they lose their teeth in battle?
I think they have partials.
They do have a lot of them have partials, Tim and Nick, we can't get to your stories, but thank you for calling, and you guys can keep them coming. We'll read some text messages along the way.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.